This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Residents of the North Birmingham community have been trying for years to get authorities to clean up pollution left behind by nearby industry. Former Alabama State Representative Oliver Robinson appears to be an impediment to their efforts. An investigation by AL.com found Robinson discouraged the Environmental Protection Agency from declaring the area a Superfund site and discouraged residents from testing their soil for pollutants. At the same time, he solicited money for his nonprofit from powerful businesses, one in particular that didn't want to pay for any cleanup costs. Federal and state investigators are looking into the situation. Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald took part in this reporting, and he joins us now to talk more, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, there's a lot of details here, clearly, but just give us the overall picture of what you found that Oliver Robinson did.
Well, the bottom line is Oliver Robinson, as a legislator, this is in 2015, took $135,000 from the powerful law firm Balch and Bingham, which was representing a number of people opposing the Superfund site and the declaration of that area to, as part of the national priorities list, which would make it easier to clean up and for the federal government to make businesses in the area contribute to that cleanup. And a lot of big businesses were opposed to it, of course. But he was also had taken thousands of dollars from Alabama Power and Regions and others who were principals, which raises questions about the ethics law. Bottom line is the question of whether he, as a legislator, while taking this money from these interests, turned around and lobbied in their interests against this Superfund site. And the question is not whether he went and told residents not to have their soil tested. His daughter, who was being paid by his foundation and was working for a group that was opposed to the cleanup, was telling residents not to have their soil tested.
This foundation he had, what did this foundation do?
Well, the foundation is set up for two purposes, essentially, to hold a gala honoring notable black people in the state, Black Achievers Gala it is, and also he put out a magazine called The Community Reinvestor, which was basically, you know, filled with ads from these same companies. And all these companies gave to those items and say, essentially, you know, we're proud to do that, that it's not a problem and we think it's all on the up and up.
You know, these companies did donate to Robinson's nonprofit. Is there any evidence that they got anything for that donation?
Well, they will tell you that they did. They will tell you that they're proud of that work. They're happy to support Black Achievers, of course, across the state, and that fits in with what they say is their mission. They believe they got what they paid for. Or that's what they tell me anyway.
Well, Oliver Robinson didn't comment for your story, but once it was public, he did talk to us here at WBHM. He denied telling people not to have their soil tested and said he actually told them to have two samples taken to ensure accuracy. He also blamed the environmental activist group GAS for this whole controversy. How does that response square with what you found?
Well, like I said, I mean, we didn't say he personally was telling people not to have their soil tested. Clearly, the organization that he was affiliated with and that his daughter was working for while being paid for by him was telling that in emails to people. She declined to comment on this. There are a couple of investigations swirling around. The grand jury has already, the federal grand jury has already begun to ask questions of people involved in this, and the state has shown a great deal of interest in pursuing it coming forward. It's very clear that a lot of people are upset about it. Some people in the state legislature have begun to get really upset about it as well, and it's a pretty big deal.
Well, what are the big questions in your mind that remain from the situation?
You know, there are a lot of questions for him in terms of whether or not this violated a law or not. There's a lot of interest in his taxes, for instance. There's a lot of interest in whether principals and lobbyists actually gave him money, which would be a violation of the ethics law. The big question that people have in the community is the obvious one. Did he work against his constituents for money? That is the bottom line, and that's why people are upset.
Well, you report that state and federal investigators are looking into this. What could happen from here? What do you expect to happen from here?
First thing that will happen, the investigations will play out, and he will either be indicted or he won't. Of course, you'll remember that he resigned unexpectedly last year so that his daughter, the same daughter who worked in this area, could keep a job as a liaison in Governor Bentley's office. Which struck people as pretty odd when it happened, because that's a fairly low-level job, and he had been in the legislature for 20 years with a pretty powerful position for a Democrat in this day and age. And so it seemed unusual, but there will be a lot of examination going forward.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.